There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
David Krzyzewski joining us from the Hartford Business Journal. A whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. So you're launching... What's that? Are you there?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry. You're launching this economic competitiveness series. I think, what is it, a four-parter?
I believe that's the plan. We're looking at the... You know, business taxes was the first. We're also going to look at regulation, workforce development, and then we're going to take a look at Hartford, kind of on its own.
Yeah. All interesting stuff and all stuff we talk about a lot. I guess it's a political football, you know, how friendly or unfriendly is Connecticut for business? Taxation is something that's often bandied about. So I guess I'm curious, is the reputation well-founded that Connecticut is a high-tax state for businesses?
Well, it really depends on who you talk to and which study they prefer. But the truth is that it's not really the taxes that businesses talk about when they talk to, say, Dan O'Keefe, who's the commissioner of the State Department of Economic and Community Development. He says he doesn't get asked about taxes a lot. It's more about the other things that make Connecticut a tough place to do business, like, you know, the housing issues, the cost of energy, things like that. So, but there, you know, the two studies that people tend to look at are the Ernst & Young study and the Tax Foundation study. And if you look at those, you see very, very different pictures of what Connecticut's tax environment looks like for business.
How can that be?
It's really based off of what they look at. And I've had state officials and others tell me that they don't respect the Tax Foundation report because it strictly looks at taxes and it looks at them in a very specific way. And one of the things that was cited by O'Keefe was that even when the state did a pretty significant tax reduction a couple of years ago, because things had turned around and were looking pretty good, the state's ranking in the Tax Foundation study didn't move. It really didn't change at all. In fact, it's been in exactly where it's always been for like the past 4 or 5 years. It's continuing to be one of the lower ranked states.
You know what?
The Ernst & Young study, on the other hand, ranks Connecticut among the best states for business in terms of tax. And what they look at is the states that have the lowest total effective business tax rate, which is taxes imposed on businesses as a share of the state's economic activity. And Connecticut is among the 12 lowest ranked. It's right in at 4%. But you have to kind of put that in the context, because one of the reasons the state ranks that way is because we're a highly productive state. Our workforce is very productive, and that kind of skews that number a little bit.
Almost regret asking the question. you know, to me, like when I cover this stuff for CNBC, it's like you can say whatever the published rate is. You got to look at what they actually pay when you do this stuff anyway. We're talking with David Krzyzewski from the Hartford Business Journal with the Connecticut Business Blend. You know, I was pretty surprised in your piece that talked about Senator Fanfara's proposal to make silver and gold, actual silver and gold, legal tender, that other states actually have this on the books. What does it mean? Like, if that were the case, if Connecticut were to do that, does that mean you could bring a gold bar down to the bank? I mean, I don't understand what it actually would mean.
No, what 11 other states have done to this point is they're using what they call gold-backed certificates. And, you know, this all came about because Senator Fanfara noted that other nations, particularly China, are promoting the use of gold and silver, allowing consumers to use those in transactions. And they have something called gold beans, which I had never heard of. But, you know, what Fanfara is looking to do is something similar. And he came across these things called gold-backed certificates. It's actually made by a company in Utah that was founded by a guy originally who wanted to get into cryptocurrency. But he looked at that and thought it was basically a Ponzi scheme. So he shifted to these gold-backed certificates, and they're shaped like dollar bills or currency like that, but they're not quite as large, and they have a thread of gold or silver in them, and they have them in various amounts, and they set the price pretty much every month. And, you know, they're being used. It's an opportunity. What they do is they find businesses that are willing to accept these in their transactions. So it's not like any permission from the Treasury to do this.
Right.
He compares it similar to, say, chambers of commerce that create certificates that promote local businesses. And he kind of built off of that idea.
I don't know. It just seems, banking originally was based on collateral like that. So it just seems like it's going backward when everyone else is changing to this digital. Who's got cash on them half the time anyway? I don't know. It just seems a little strange, but I didn't know that other states actually actively had it in place, but maybe it's symbolic. I'm not sure.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We're a little tight on time, David, so I want to make sure we get to this last one because it might be the most important for listeners. I mean, is the state insurance department is sort of like, is that what regulation is to insurance, what PURA is for energy? I mean, is that what this, the, is that the dynamic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and the state does have the power to regulate those rates and that insurers charge their customers for their premiums.
And it looks like, you know, it could be from a modest increase to like almost a quarter for small businesses and for individuals. But these are individuals who go through the marketplace, like the public marketplace, because this isn't like with people who work for companies and get, you know, insurance through their work.
Well, these are, they tend to be for individuals and group insurance. And they're both on the exchange, which is, you know, the ACA exchange, the Affordable Care Act exchange. But there's also proposals to increase rates for those off the exchange as well.
Got it. Okay. And are these all going to pass?
You know, they propose these rates every year. Everyone screams about them, but they end, for the most part, they end up being reduced, although, you know, maybe not as much as people might like them to be reduced.
Yeah, I mean, if it goes up by...
It seems to be they come out with these high rates so that they can get the rates they want.
I'm surprised, but I'm just curious if there's any pushback. I mean, everyone wants pushback on insurance rates. I thought that people would like pushback on their energy prices, but that didn't work out so well with Pura and Marissa Gillette. We don't hear the same kind of heat around this this group. I mean, I don't know enough about it, but we got to run, sir. We appreciate the time. Good stuff. You can obviously go to HartfordBusiness.com and read all of David's stuff. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.